Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you, the Yankees. They take the series against the Braves this weekend, 4-2 in the rubber match today on Sunday. Sets them up on a little bit of a winning ways as they head into just a pivotal series against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto to talk about the Yankees and the trade deadline and how big a win this was over the weekend. All the Michigas, we bring in Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic, covers the Yankees. Hey, BK, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lori. Thank you for having me on. It certainly was a big weekend leading into a big week.
Yeah, well, let's start there. That Saturday game, and I know there's always recency bias. I felt like that third game against the Mets where Bellinger makes the incredible double play. You know, I came on the radio after that on the, this program, and I sort of dubbed that was like the play of the season. And we might look back on it and say, all right, that one felt like it was more important in hindsight. I thought that Saturday's game felt like a swing game in terms of where the Yankees are heading, the narrative, Anthony Volpe coming out of the All-Star break, Aaron Boone, and is he too loosey-goosey with this team, and all this sort of stuff. And then they have this heroic comeback on Saturday. How important was that game? Does that now win the current title of best game of the year?
Well, I think what you said was right. There's a little bit of recency bias there. But I think the important thing to remember with the recency bias is that last win is always, that big last win is always going to be the biggest one because it gets you out of your latest funk. Mm-hmm. And you never know how long those funks are going to last. So I would agree with you in that it's maybe their biggest win of the season, right? Because one, it kind of sets the tone to start the second half, especially after a rough one. You're kind of just heading into a huge series with the Blue Jays where, if they go out and win two or three against the Blue Jays or sweep the Blue Jays, they're going to look at Saturday's win and say, hey, this is what got us on a roll. This is who we are. This is what we can do. But then again, right, look, the Yankees just had 2 6-game losing streaks in a 22-day span. So the next time they have a 6-game losing streak, a big win after that is going to feel like the biggest one of the year. So I don't think you can necessarily call this the biggest one of the year. They're all the biggest wins of the year when they feel like that, right?
You mentioned the Yankees and the 6-game losing streaks, and does it feel, you've been covering baseball for a while now, and whether it's the Yankees going through these losing streaks, the Mets with just an awful last 30 games of baseball, and the Dodgers, we thought they were invincible coming into the season. It turns out they just keep getting swept by the Brewers, and they've got 6-game losing streaks and things like this going on. Is there something just inherent to baseball right now, where we see even teams that we think are good going through these, not just like a drought, but really pronounced bad losing streaks?
I wouldn't say necessarily pronounced bad losing streaks are more common today than at any other time. But I do feel like teams tend to wave the white flag sooner, so you don't see those kinds of big-time comebacks late in games,
mm-hmm.
like the 5-6-run comeback in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning. Yeah, I get the impression that you see teams play for tomorrow far more often than ever. So you see teams kind of, in a way, give up games earlier than they ever did, which leads to losses that maybe that wouldn't have happened as often in the past, right? That's the only thing that I can think of. I don't necessarily think that, you know, I don't think it's a product of today's game that you see teams get a blitz for 3 days straight and then they figure it out. I do think it's more just sometimes teams play for tomorrow more often than they used to.
When we talk about the importance of Saturday's game, you have to start with Anthony Volpe, and just a player who obviously Volpe has been just, you know, under the microscope and fans just scrutinizing every move. And I don't blame fans, Yankee fans, on this, but defensively, offensively, all of it, he just has felt like a very different player. And then we have Saturday and Volpe with the two home runs, and especially the one in the 8th inning that was so important. But, you know, two home runs in this game. And how do you encapsulate Anthony Volpe's season so far?
I mean, I think even he would say underwhelming,
mm-hmm.
right? But you kind of got into all of it, right? He's not necessarily doing at the plate what the Yankees expected, especially in year three. You know, you can count the amount of times lately where he's hit 8th in the lineup, 7th in the lineup. I'm not sure the Yankees really saw him being that guy. They promoted him in 23, and he was immediately leaning off game. They were like, wow, this guy can do this for us now. So I think there's that. And yeah, he's pressed sometimes defensively because, you know, you can see some seemingly being overwhelmed a little bit. So yeah, it's been a rough season, generally speaking. The two homers on Saturday had to have felt good. But, you know, as anyone would tell you, I'd caution to say that's going to be what suddenly turns him around. It's about consistency. It's about doing it over long stretches. The knock on Volpe over the last few years has been, you see it, right? You see the times where you're like, oh, that's the guy that, you know, everyone's expecting to be. But then it lapses, right? Then the strike zone judgment lapses, then the rolling over on some pitches lapses, and you just wonder, you know, where did that guy go? So I would caution about Saturday seeming like a major spark, but it's certainly a move in the right direction.
Have you seen his confidence flag, anything about the mental makeup? That was such a big part of why, even as a rookie, he just looked like he belonged.
No, not necessarily. I think that you've seen him make some plays defensively where you're like, wait a second, he knows better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's better than that. But I haven't seen him super down. I've seen him frustrated. I've seen him like almost throw his helmet or rip off his helmet and that kind of stuff. But it doesn't seem all that different, but I'm sure as you're going through it, you know, when you get home at night, it's got to feel different. It's got to feel like it's a little bit worse than ever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here we are, 11 days from the trade deadline, and the Yankees have Max Fried, they have Carlos Rodon. If those guys are healthy, they're starting games 1 and 2 of a playoff series, assuming the Yankees, a postseason series, get there to the postseason. As you look at this team, Luis Gil, you know, the Yankees would hope would come back and be a game three starter. Do the Yankees need a starting pitcher at the deadline? And if they do, what type of starter do they need? Do they need somebody who could start a game two or three, or do they need somebody who is a consistent kind of quality start guy, you know, to give you those innings that you can feel comfortable with if you're looking at guys like Warren and Stroman and Schlittler?
I think you need someone who either can start a game three in the playoffs for the Yankees, or someone who has, sorry, I'm hiccuping here, has the track record and the guts to do it. You know, like a veteran type. Like, obviously he's not playing anymore, but like a Lance Lynn type makeup where he's, you know, a little bit further along in his career, but he's a bulldog.
Charlie Morton. I'm not saying it's him, but somebody, in other words, who's done that before.
Yeah. I think you need someone who can do it, mm-hmm. or someone who has done it and wouldn't be afraid by the moment. Mm-hmm. Because look, you're going to get Luis Gil back, and you know, you have no reason to think that he's not going to be just, you know, blowing fastballs by guys and looking great. But the fact is he's coming off a tough injury. And the Yankees are being super slow and super conservative with him because they know how valuable he is, but they also know his injury history. And then you look at, you know, Max Fried blisters out of nowhere, right? Out of nowhere, not necessarily, right? This has happened to him multiple times throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Carlos Rodon has started to figure out seemingly how to stay healthy throughout a full season, but you never know until you see it, right? So, you know, even if they get an arm now at the trade deadline, who's to say whether the rest of these guys are going to stay healthy? Will Warren, his innings are really creeping up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus Stroman keeps getting it done. He keeps getting it done, but he wasn't in the playoff rotation last year. So yeah, I think you got to go for someone who you think could, if in case Fried, Rodon, or Heal are not available to you for whatever reason in October, you need someone who can jump into that spot.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy about the Yankees. So, BK, what would you peg as the Yankees' biggest need if you're Brian Cashman? Is it filling that third base hole where there is no obvious starting third baseman on this team on the one hand? On the other hand, I look at it and say, well, they still have a potent offense that's one of the best offenses in baseball over the course of the season. You know, or is it the bullpen where you only have so many assets and only, you know, so many of your prospects you're going to want to trade? Is the bullpen the most, you know, needy, most desperate situation?
Yeah, I would say it's the rotation and then it's the bullpen. You hope you can get more out of Vivas. You hope you can get more out of Peraza, and you hope that you can get someone to replace them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the bullpen, they're just really riding those guys hard lately. I think they need more than one in the bullpen, right? Not even just one. So I think we've seen in the playoffs, just you absolutely, positively, 1,000% need pitching in the playoffs. And that's what the Yankees need to be focusing on. I think it's the bullpen. I think it's starting rotation. And then, you know, you see what you could do at third base. Because you really realistically can't go into this thinking you're going to get all three and hit big name home runs on each one of them. You know, you got to prioritize. And starting pitcher, if you get a guy who can give you six almost every night, that does wonders for the bullpen without adding a bullpen piece, right? So maybe that says you can add less to the bullpen and then get a higher grade third baseman. So there's all kinds of ways of looking at it.
So speaking of higher grade third baseman, obviously the big name in potentially in play, Arizona third baseman, Eugenio Suarez. And what are you hearing, if anything, about the Yankees and their interest, and would they be willing to part with what it would take to get a player like that?
I mean, we ultimately don't know what it will take to get a player like that, right? Suarez is an expiring contract, and I do feel like these trades that happen, it always feels like when the Yankees get someone, it's like, oh, they only spent that much to get him. last year with Jazz, they gave up Augustin Ramirez, and he's a good little catcher, right? He's not a good, but he's a good big league catcher, right? He can hit, but that was 2.5 years of Jazz Chisholm, who was an All Star previously and ended up being an All Star this year. So you never know exactly what these prices are going to be. Could the Yankees do that for Suarez? Sure, but I think they'd be more likely to dump the cliff on a trade when it comes to a pitcher more than Suarez.
Are you hearing anything in terms of pitchers or, you know, I don't know, any levels of interest or where are the Yankee scouts showing up? Anything that you're hearing so far?
Look, they're all over the place. I don't have something for you right now because it's still 10, 11 days to the trade deadline. But you know, frequent past trade partners include the Pirates, right? They've done trades in the recent history with the Diamondbacks, yep. and you can see how the Diamondbacks just make a ton of sense. So not necessarily someone that they're hot on and trying to strike with the irons hot before anywhere else right now. But you know, obviously you could see a Mitch Keller being of interest to them, Merrill Kelly of the Diamondbacks being of interest to them, and then it always seems like the Yankees end up with some guy that you didn't see coming, a little bit like Jazz last year. So I'd be interested to see what they could do in the bullpen when it comes to that. You know, who's the guy we're not realizing is on the trade block. And actually could be attainable for the Yankees.
All right, before I let you go, what are you making of the way the Yankees seem to be rather adept lately at sign stealing and relaying signs to some within games? But on the other hand, it seems they're being quite demonstrative and obvious about sharing those signs, and in particular against the Seattle Mariners, a team you could face in the postseason. I don't know if I've ever seen a team as obvious about it as the Yankees.
I gotta wonder if and Lori, this is not to say that like you're the way you're saying it is without merit, but I wonder how much it matters whether a team is going to be on the low about it or whether they're going to be waving their arms and freaking out, right? because like you want to optimize, you want to make sure the pitch that you're calling, your teammate sees it, right? Like you want to know that one is relayed. And for all we know, maybe the Yankees were trying the hands open, hands closed thing,
and nobody saw.
And the hitters weren't. Yeah, no one's picking up.
Right.
And they're like, you know what? Screw this. Let me just freak out. So that's my guess. That's probably what it is. And I think if, I don't know, maybe there's some kind of advantage to be held too, where you see someone on you're the catcher and you see someone at second base doing the hokey pokey because the slider's coming and you're getting freaked out or you're getting mad or the pitcher's starting to rush. Like maybe there's some kind of sports science to it. But no, I don't think they need to be more discreet necessarily, right? Because it's so hard mid-inning to change what you're doing if you're the opposing team.
All right, Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic covers the Yankees. BK, safe travels up to Toronto, and we'll catch up with you soon.
For sure. Thank you, Lori.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.